living in absolute, I am king. Living in absolute, I am king. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Philosophy, here in Campo, California, bringing you Absolute Philosopher. Living in absolute, I am king. How do I live in absolute? Absolute is an attitude. Absolute is a condition. Absolute is a circumstance that transcends relative. In absolute, there are no changes. In the relative, it is always changing. In absolute, there is the is. In absolute, there is only principle. In absolute, there is only reality. Unchanging reality. Well, now, is this unchanging reality also in the relative? No. This unchanging reality is not in the relative. Oh, come on now, how can you make a statement like that? If absolute is the all and is everywhere and everything through everything, then surely it must be in the relative too. No. The very act of relativity moves you away from the awareness of absolute. The mere act of relativity takes us into an expression, experience, and into an awareness which is contrary to the allness. Because the relative says that there are many things, there are many people, there are many attitudes, there are many lifestyles, there are many principles, there are many rules, there are many laws, there are many controls. And the absolute says there is only one control, one law, one rule, one beingness, and that is the oneness. All exists. In absolute, there is no creativity going on. Nothing is being created. Nothing is being changed. All exists. Now, in absolute, since all exists, then where is there any activity? Well, there is no activity. Absolute is the allness complete. Absolute is everything manifest, revealed, fulfilled, done. There is no becoming, there is no to be in absolute thinking. Absolute is the isness, is the allness, is the oneness. Now you say, well, the more you talk about that, the less interesting it sounds. Yes, that's true. The more I talk about that, the less interesting it sounds. It's just like if you are learning how to play the piano. In the early stages of learning how to play the piano, you make many mistakes and you learn and you practice and you train yourself to know that you know how to play the piano. And finally, you play with some modicum of skill, but some people are exquisite. Some people are absolute. They play totally, beautifully, every time. They have every nuance in the music that the music has, and they just reveal the music in its totality. Now, everyone can do that, but everyone doesn't, because everyone doesn't have that as their choice. Now, just because we have this wonderful musician who plays so competently and so beautifully and so fully, that doesn't mean this musician is aware of all other things, too. Doesn't mean he's aware of being a great artist or a writer or being a fantastic father or being a fantastic politician or person in life. It doesn't mean that at all. In our human life, we live all of these many dimensions of understanding. And as we do this, life's exciting and life's interesting. But as we do this, each one that we gain a skill in, it no longer has an interest for us. Every time we become good or very good at any particular area or action or job or what have you, then we lose interest in it and we want to go on to something else, to have a new experience. Well, in absolute, all things already are fulfilled, done, complete, and there's nothing to be or to do. In absolute, I am king. I am the absolute ruler, the absolute monarch of everything. And I don't know that I am, because there's nothing in absolute to be monarch over. Because when I am the king of it, I do not know it. Now, I think of a king of a nation, president or emperor or ruler or czar or whatever it's called, various people who are taking the head office in their country, and you look at them. Now, do these people know what every one of their people are doing? Do they know what the poor people are doing, what the rich people are doing? Do they know what the happy people are doing, the sad people are doing? Do they know what goes on in their hospitals? Do they know what goes on in their schools? Do they know what goes on in their local areas of government, the city council, the county council, the state councils, and the other groups of people who gather to guide the fortunes and misfortunes of the people who are under them? Now, does the king know all those things? Well, no. But does he have charge over all these things? Yes. Now, when something is brought to his attention that is not very nice and he has to make a decision on it, does he know all the facts? No. He only knows the facts that the people or the ministers have brought to him for him to guide his thought. Now, if the king were really the absolute king, he would say in his heart, all is in divine order now, and amen. And then it would be done. He would not trouble himself or concern himself with any minuscule activity of the grandness of his kingdom. Because should he trouble himself with it, he would be in trouble all the time. Because if he has 100 people in his kingdom, he's got 100 different people with 100 different attitudes, with 100 different desires, and he would not be living as the absolute monarch. He'd be living as a unique, individualized monarch. Now, to be the absolute monarch, to be the absolute president, to be the absolute ruler of yourself and your world, you say all is in divine order, and then you let it be. You either believe that all is in divine order or not. If you don't believe all is in divine order, then you're barking up the wrong tree. Then you're living as a relative king. And as a relative king, you will have many, many frustrations, many, many problems facing you daily, daily, daily. And you'll have many people shouting for guidance and help and wisdom from you. And you'll have to say to them, just a moment, I have to delegate this authority to my police department, to my judges, to my council, to the people who are working with me. I cannot take on the burden of every single being individually. But yes, you can, Mr. King. Yes, you can. Living in absolute, I am king. And so if you are living in absolute, Mr. King, then what you say is all is in divine order. You say, I live in a world of divine order, and everything that I do is in divine order. Every activity in my kingdom is in divine order. Every organ, action, function of my body is divine order. Every attitude of my mind is in divine order. Every people in my kingdom are in divine order. All their lives are harmonious and beautiful and wonderful. And I choose to have it so, and I make it so. And you see, when we do that, what happens? When we do that, then we are living in absolute. But have you been trained to do that? Have I been trained to do that? Has anyone been trained to live in absolute? No. We've been trained to believe that the relative is the reality, and the absolute is just a pipe dream. The absolute is Pollyanna. the Absolute is an impossible dream. And yet, the Absolute is what exists, and the Relative is just the game, the pipe dream. It is the constant going back and forth from yes and no, yes and no. It can be done, it can't be done. And then it will be done, it is not done. And in Absolute, all is complete. Yes, living in Absolute might feel like cold, might feel like caring less, might feel like something that is only for philosophers to think about. But in truth, is what you and I, each one of us, do every day of our life. We live in Absolute. And because we allow ourselves to listen to the drumbeat of the Relative, we think that it's real. Because we allow ourselves to listen to the catcalls of humanity, we feel that that's where reality stands. But the moment we turn our attention to the divine within ourselves, and we say all is in divine order, we say all is beautiful, all is good, then we are putting a cause in motion more powerful than any cause humanity has ever known. And we can do it being ourselves and having fun and just enjoying being that which is. Being that which is, and that is, I am the Absolute King. Think on these things for yourself. Think on being Absolute King, because you are. And I am. And it's not that we're better or worse than anybody else. It's just that that's our choice. And I'm always Absolute King for myself. And I look around me at my kingdom and I see it all good and very good. And this is what every one of us can do. We are Absolute King for ourselves. And we look around and we see everything good and very good. And we see that now and we see that forever. Because that's the only reality that there is. Have a lovely day, and know that you are not king for a day. You are the Absolute ruler of all. I love you. I love you. I love you.